Live. You can take control of the airwaves as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, to start things out here, coming up, we're going to get to something about the Muslim menace. Mark, you've got that you want to share. But quick update on our friends from the Motorhome Diaries. We spoke extensively of the Motorhome Diaries back in 2009, because that's when the Motorhome Diaries was out and about on the road. It was a couple guys, two or three guys in a motorhome driving around the country, meeting up with liberty-minded people and enjoying themselves, socializing, making connections with people, and essentially going around and promoting the ideas of freedom with a huge motorhome with liberty messages, including a Free Talk Live advertisement.
And shooting a documentary.
Yeah, just driving around, getting the word out to people about freedom. It was a great, it was a really cool experience for them, and we got to follow it here on the show, and of course over at motorhomediaries.com. It's all completely archived. You can go and you can watch a lot of the footage that is going to end up making it into the to the actual documentary that they're putting together. But there hasn't been too much news since, well, the trip's over. One of the more recent stories is that they're going to be auctioning the MARV, their motorhome off. So that's kind of fun. But this just posted today on their website over at motorhomediaries.com that they intend to sue Jones County, Mississippi. Now, as was stated in their Freedom Watch interview last May, and many times since Jason, Adam, and myself, this is Pete writing this, Pete Air, are seeking to hold accountable those from the Jones County Sheriff's Department and the Mississippi Highway Safety Patrol that violated our rights on May 14th. As you may recall from our coverage of this, they were arrested and held in a jail cell for many hours before liberty activists managed to get together some money and get somebody down there to help get them out of there.
Yeah.
But essentially,
complete travesty.
Yeah, essentially arrested on totally trumped up nonsense, disorderly conduct kind of charges. And so they went to court. They tried to fight it.
And mostly what they were arrested for was filming cops.
Exactly. So it ties into what we were talking about last hour. Yeah, because one guy's
making a documentary about freedom and the crackdown of the police state. We're filming police officers
and arrested
that stopped them for no reason other than driving a motorhome, right?
That's right. They had a temporary tag on or something like that. But that's still not a reason to stop somebody. So there's more here. They did go to court. They did not take plea bargains. They were found guilty. And, of course, since they'd already been in jail and had already essentially given the state money to get out of jail, which is one of the problems with paying bail, is the state just takes your money.
But, yeah, but the other problem is staying in jail.
Right.
And then you can't get good legal representation.
Yeah,
and
if you don't have the activist network to back you up, it's not a good idea.
And there's no such thing as a speedy trial in the United States anymore. I'm sorry. That's just a lie.
So as they're going on here, as such, our awesome legal team recently submitted an intent to sue letter to the JCSD, that's the Jones County Sheriff's Department, the Mississippi Highway Safety Patrol, and the Chancery Clerk of Jones County. I say intent because in Mississippi, it's mandated that those seeking to sue government entities must first inform them of their pending actions and then wait 120 days until actually filing the suit.
So the government agency can do something about it. It's nice that they are able to pass that law for themselves. I wonder if they do that for everybody.
That's getting sued?
Yeah.
Ostensibly to give the government entity time to review it and decide how to proceed. Yesterday, the Laurel Leader Call, which serves Jones County and the surrounding area, reported on this legal action and issued a more exhaustive write-up today. To be fully transparent, we've uploaded the tort claim to in its entirety, which you can view on their website at motorhomediaries.com. At the end, you'll notice motions to dismiss for each of us, which are scheduled to be heard on March 8th. They say they are confident that justice will prevail. I don't know if I share their confidence, but we'll keep an eye on things here and let you know how it goes.
Al, I hope for the best.
I do. I hope for the best. I just don't know if I share their confidence, seeing as how we've observed how so-called justice has worked out in the past, especially for activists. 800-259-9231. Oh, and we'll probably be talking to Motorhome Diaries' Jason Talley here within the next few weeks, because the Liberty Caravan is set to kick off, I think, the very end of next week. I think they're launching on March 5th from California, a whole caravan of folks coming here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Many of them, I believe, making a permanent move up here to New Hampshire. And some of them, I think they're settling in different places. Some coming out to Keene, and others, I think, have decided to settle elsewhere. But a bunch of people are caravanning up, which I think is a really cool idea. It's the first time something like that has occurred on any kind of an official basis. I mean, Mark, you and myself and Julia kind of, we had a little caravan. It was two cars of ours that came up together. But this is going to be a significant event. And, in fact, libertycaravan.com is where it will be cataloged and talked about and reported upon. And I'm sure that we'll have some of the caravaners on this program to talk about their experience, because they're going to be stopping off at various different places and again, making a real event out of it and recording things. And who knows, maybe they will be stopped by the police. I hope not. I don't wish that on anybody, but it seems like it happens. I mean, if a liberty activist is driving somewhere across the country that kind of length, they seem to be harassed by the police. The Motorhome Diaries got it. Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, who walked across the country, got it a couple times. And so it's like the longer you're on the road as a liberty activist, the more likely it is something's going to happen to you. Of course, that's true for anybody, I suppose. But it's more interesting watching a liberty activist. Because
they film it.
Yeah, because they pull out their cameras and they're not afraid. Or at least if they are afraid, they don't allow that to affect whether or not they film the situation. So toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Mark, tell me about the Muslim menace.
Well, it's an article here from L. Neil Smith, and I always think his are good, so I read it.
He's a libertarian sci-fi author.
Yep. He's written several different types of books. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
Okay, maybe once a week, maybe oftener, I receive a material of some kind, published articles, recorded speeches, or simply messages from my friends and other concerned individuals warning that Western civilization is about to be overwhelmed by a Middle Eastern wave of destruction.
Hmm.
Do you get these?
And thank goodness, no.
No? I get them. I get them on a pretty regular basis. You know, I'm on a few sort of, you know, righty boards out there.
You hang out with those Republican guys.
And, you know, I get quite a bit of this stuff.
Hmm.
I mean, now and then I get it. And it just drives me bananas. And I always respond to it. The latest contribution was a transcript of a speech delivered in 2008 by a Dutch politician named Wirk Wilders to something called the Houston Institute, an organization I urge my readers to look up, say, in Wikipedia. Quite frankly, examining the list of their founders and funders, I'd far rather be overrun by radical Islamofascists than by these people. Read Wilder's speech here at Snopes.com and about the Hudson Institute here at Wikipedia. Wilder's speech is short, full of stories about various European governments allowing themselves to be bullied by Muslim immigrants in a range of absurdities, from not mentioning farming in public schools, because farms have pigs, offensive to the newcomers, to handing whole neighborhoods over to their control, to officially recognizing Sharia religious laws, which were never voted on by anybody.
And this is appearing at Snopes. That article appears at Snopes because it's full of just misinformation and lies, basically.
Well, usually that's the case,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
you can almost always guarantee that when somebody's referencing Snopes, that the mm-hmm. thing that's been referenced there is bullcrap.
Right.
But so he launches into a bigoted diatribe in which he claims that Islam isn't a genuine religion at all, the same way that
Jeez.
Clarence Thomas wasn't a genuine black person and Sarah Palin isn't a genuine woman. And those claims were made by the liberal left all along, you know, in both cases, that Sarah Palin isn't really a woman because she doesn't represent feminist values.
Hmm.
Clarence Thomas isn't a real black man because he didn't have to deal with, you know, X that real black people have to deal with.
I see.
So, you know, that's their thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Muslims would take some offense to someone claiming their religion isn't a real religion.
Yeah. But anyway,
I would actually take offense to it. I'm not a Muslim, but we've talked to enough of them on this program where I'm pretty sure that they have some very devout beliefs, and it's absolutely a religion.
So this Geert Wilders guy putting the Snopes is real, and his institution's real, but you know. We'll go on with the article.
There's more to the story, the Muslim menace. 800-259-9231. I think Muslims are friendly folk, the ones I've met. You can bring up anything here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city. On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Shisandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.10. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. The bulletin board system is there with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever lost power? I did today, and I can tell you it is inconvenience for sure, and maybe even debilitating. you know, I work from home. I couldn't even operate. I had to come here and hang out with you, Ian, and then hassle you for your day. Imagine I could have flipped a switch and had solar backup system provide me with quiet power when I needed it. Fumes like noise or a gas from a gas generator and fumes. It's not nearly it doesn't nearly have the maintenance of a gas generator. You go to mysolarbackup.com now. Check it out. You're the one who's responsible for providing for your family safety. Mysolarbackup.com. I can tell you, I feel really chastened reading that particular piece of copy today. I don't know that, you know, out here in a snowy winter in New Hampshire that the solar backup system would have worked, but maybe it would. It's been sunny the last few days.
It's the right thing for some people. There's no doubt about that. So, and of course, as solar...
I might be that guy.
Yeah. All right. So we continue here with the Muslim thing, and then we'll get right back into your phone calls. Mark, you've got the Muslim menace from Elmio Smith.
Yep.
So talking about these people that are... every so often or daily or whatever, sending him these scary emails about the Muslim horde that's ready to take over the world and run all over the country and turn everything into Sharia law and have a jihad. And yeah.
So he's quoting this Geert Wilder guy from the Hudson Institute. And
a fearmonger?
Yeah, and he's saying that, in fact, Muslim religion isn't a genuine religion anyway because it has, cultural aspects to it. And because it brings a comprehensive worldview, including its own politics and social mores. Apparently, he's never heard of Catholicism. I'm not here to defend Islam or Catholicism, for that matter. As my readers know, I'm a lifelong atheist who regards all religions, as L. Neil Smith, as equally ridiculous, equally destructive to the things that make us human. Not being involved in a religion of my own, I think, allows me to see a few truths that others may have more difficulty seeing. One of them is that Islam is a relatively young religion, as these things go, a natural breeding ground for zealots, as what religion hasn't been at one time or another in its history, and therefore given to certain excesses. In the day, Christianity had its brutal Spanish Inquisition, its massacre of 20,000 Albigensians in a single day. Just kill them all, let God sort them out, ring a bell. And its despicable book burnings from Florence to Tenochtitlan. In time, Christianity grew up, at least to a degree. Islam simply hasn't had that kind of time yet. Of course, there are the fanatics on both sides that will disagree with me. They represent one of the greatest evils of collectivism, an inability or malignant unwillingness to perceive individuals and individual differences among masses that one wishes to tar with the same brush.
Right. Not every Muslim is a radical Muslim. Not every Christian is a radical evangelical Christian.
Right. Because when you call this the war on radical Islam or Islamofascism or whatever term they use, how do you identify those people? It's an ideology.
Yeah.
They don't wear a uniform. How can you have a war on them?
Wear turbans.
Right. The ones that are fanatical, yeah, they don't wear turbans. Right. Sikhs do, and they're not Muslim at all. But, you know, the ones that are fanatical, you can't tell from the regular ones. Anyway, a denial that every Khomeini, a denial that for every Khomeini out there, there has to have been 100 Mullah Nasruddins, and for every Osama, 1,000 Omar Kanams. I don't know who all these people are, these names. I'm sure that they're news stories that he's researched. You can go look them up. Startpage.com. Nobody in the Judeo-Christian West pays attention to anyone in the Muslim East but their Savonarolas and their Cotton Mathers and their Pat Robinsons. We've been here many times before. In one area, it was the immigrants from China, known in the tabloids as the Yellow Peril.
Mm.
In another, twice in fact, there was the Red Menace. Mostly Eastern Europeans. At one point, it was the Italians with their trench coats, slouch hats, and long knives. At another, it was the Irish, shifty and lazy.
And drunk.
Right. In the late 20th century, California was the Vietnamese street gangs. And there are the ever-popular Mexicans and others from south of the border. In the 19th century, it was the Catholics, when it wasn't the Freemasons. That's not to say that there aren't Muslims, the militants among them, who hate what they call the Great Satan and wish to see it utterly destroyed. They have good reason. the individualistic, satisfaction-centered lifestyle that we've slowly and painfully constructed over the past 1,000 years is so immensely attractive that it constitutes a deadly threat to those who wish to control the lives of others. It's attractive, and, you know, so they are going to preach against that to some extent. But by constricting that individualistic and freedom-oriented lifestyle, you're letting those same people that can preach against it win. They're not the only ones who feel that way. Western civilization has enemies everywhere on the planet that fanatical collectivists of any stripe, communists, fascists, environmentalists, Gaia worshippers, fear its power to distract the victims that they would otherwise round up and herd towards whatever cliff they want their followers to jump over. I'm saying that George Bush has the right, after all, that the... Am I saying that George Bush was right after all the attacks on September 11, 2001 happened because they hate our freedom? Not if you're talking about the vast majority of people in the Middle East who left to themselves, rather like Americans, and wish that they could be friends.
Not even if you're talking about Osama bin Laden. It wasn't his reason for attacking.
No.
His reason for attacking.
Osama bin Laden didn't say, I attacked them because I hate their freedoms.
No.
Or because of their debaucherous lifestyle.
No, neither of those. It was because of the meddling.
Because of their support of Israel, which I don't think the United States should not only be supporting Israel, but any other country in the world.
Right.
United States citizens should not be responsible for funding other governments.
That's what his upset was.
And secondly, he didn't want the United States meddling in the business of all the Middle Eastern countries.
Right.
And I don't see any reason we should have 700 military bases in 130-plus nations across the planet.
But you don't get that. You don't get that if you're just watching the mainstream or if you're listening to Rush Limbaugh. You know, if you're listening to one of the main mainstream talk hosts out there, then, yeah, it's the hate freedoms. But that's not the real story.
The saddest, stupidest part of all this is that the military, political, and religious bullies of the area would never have been anything but a minor nuisance if Western governments, particularly that of the United States, hadn't given them all the popular support they could wish for. The fact that we are over there meddling in their business, killing the fact the United States government is over there meddling in their business, unwittingly killing their citizens, turns them, some of them, against us. It makes these people have validity.
Sometimes it's not unwittingly. Sometimes it's absolutely wittingly where remember the story where they raped and murdered a 14-year-old girl in Iraq?
Happens.
Yeah.
How can you stop that from happening?
Not go there in the first place.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the one one way. Because that one guy, the guys that raped that girl, wouldn't have been over there if the United States military hadn't have brought them over there, given them a uniform, and said, go out there and make sure you kill the bad guys, son.
We got more coming up. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything here. Go to call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the breadline may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI, toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam and a chat room all built into the same page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch and chat with other listeners of the program. cam.freetalklive.com. Let's go, before we continue the Muslim menace story here, let's go to George listening in Ruston, Louisiana, to KBYO-FM. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, good evening, y'all.
Hattie, what's on your mind?
I was just curious if we could go back to when Saddam Hussein was still in control of Iraq.
Okay.
And if you and Ian, you and Mark were to get on the radio and talk about your lack of freedom, how long would you have lasted in Iraq, you and Mark? And then if we go on through Afghanistan, then we go through all the other countries over there, and then we go to Iran today. If you and Mark were on the radio over in Iran, how long do you think you would last? And who would you might call to come bail yourself out? What would you do if you couldn't go on with y'all's talk about the police and everything that's wrong?
Is that 10 questions in a row?
No, wait.
Okay.
Everything that's wrong with our country, if you couldn't go on and do all that in Iran today, why do you, these Muslim folks that you talk about, your friends, why do you reckon they left their country for? Did they leave their country because they had their roots there and they decided, well, hell, I'm just going to move. Why do you think they came to America for?
I think they came to America.
You want to control the conversation. You want to get across your message.
Do you want to get an answer?
I believe in my freedom. But this country's getting to the point with folks like y'all that want to complain about all this is wrong and that's wrong and this is wrong and that's wrong. And I have never ever heard neither one of y'all talk about you with you would stand up for your country. You would stand up for your, if somebody were to be going to harm your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your daughter, your son, and you would stand up to that, no matter what, no matter what is or ain't. If you would talk about once in a while about the freedom that we enjoy in this country and give some kind of a little bit of credit to the folks that have done that and have put up with the way the police is, put up with the way the military is, put up with the reasons why we went to wherever we went to, we can start back in World War One. We was wrong to go there.
George,
now y'all talk about it, and I'll be listening. Bye.
Wait, don't you want to have a conversation?
All right. No, he wanted to give a diatribe, and that's fine. It's Free Talk Live.
I made some notes, though. So let's go back first to what if you were on the radio in Iraq, Mark, when Saddam Hussein was in charge?
Well, I think that one thing that George is saying is that the United States is better than Iraq. I'll give you that. I think the United States is probably, if it isn't the best country to live in as far as freedom goes, it's one of the best.
Top 10.
Definitely top 10. I'd say top 5.
Hong Kong's the best.
Well, Hong Kong, what you're saying is that Hong Kong's the best because of
economic freedom.
Economic freedoms, and those are the easiest ones to measure. I haven't been to Hong Kong. I don't know what their civil freedoms are like.
It's true.
I do know that number 2 on that list is Singapore.
Not so free.
And, right. They're very free economically, but if you spit gum on the sidewalk, they're going to beat you with a stick.
Yeah.
So I'd say United States, probably top 3. I don't know what the other ones are, but I suspect it's a lot closer than a lot of Americans believe, though. So that's one point. So I do think that America is a much better country than Iraq, and I'm sure that Saddam Hussein would have probably killed me. I probably wouldn't have been on the radio in the first place, and if I was, I wouldn't have been talking crap because I would have been scared. And if I did talk crap, then Saddam Hussein would have probably had me executed.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. That doesn't mean that's like two amputees comparing their amputations. The fact is, we have a country that stifles freedom to some extent, and it's people that complain about that. If you want to call it complaining, we do offer solutions. It's people that complain that get things done. Squeaky wheels get grease. You know what I mean? So you can I suspect attribute just as much of your freedom in the United States of America to squeaky wheels all along for the last 200 and something years.
Sure.
As you can to the people that have fought wars all over the place, because honestly, I'd like to discuss, I'll discuss with anybody whichever war they want to discuss about how it is that war protected freedom, because I don't think very many of them have.
Can we follow this line of thinking here to its extension? Because George asked the question, well, if you were being oppressed, your freedom, if you were in Iraq and your freedom of speech were being oppressed, then who would you look to rescue you from that situation? Of course, the suggestion being that you would ask the United States federal government to come
in. If I was in Iraq, I wouldn't ask the United States federal government to come protect me in Iraq. I would try to get over to the United States or wherever it was that I felt that I could be most free.
And you'd be kicked out.
And then I'd be kicked out because of the stinking laws that don't allow people that want to be free to come here.
Yes.
So you're telling me this bastion of liberty out people that want to be free?
They did it to the Jews in the late 30s?
Yeah, 38 or something like that. They turned around a shipload of Jews that all died in concentration camps.
Compassionate,
yeah,
let me tell you.
That's freedom for you.
So his suggestion was that you would look to the United States because, well, they want us there. You know, they want us to come over there and rescue them from the tyranny. And you're right, Mark. I think that they should, you know, if they want to get out, they should. And they should be able to come here if they want to make a better life for themselves. That's all true. But what I don't want to see happen is, what I wouldn't want if I were in that situation is to threaten other people to extract money from them to then use that money to send troops over to the country in which I would be living to then bomb the hell out of the country and kill innocent people.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about violence, eclipsing violence here.
Right.
That's
your
wrong.
Freedom is your responsibility. I understand that people will try to take it away from you, but to look to someone else to protect you from your, from whatever problems, whatever things are oppressing you, is kind of silly. I mean, if you look to the cops to save you, I'm not saying that they won't, but don't expect them to.
There's
the
no
United
guarantees.
States Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that the cops don't have any responsibility to protect you.
It's true.
If they did have responsibility to protect you,
they'd be liable.
Then they would, right, they'd be liable for it when your house got broken into. Have you ever heard of anybody getting a check cut to them by the local government because their house got broken into?
Never.
No. But imagine for a second if you hired a security company to protect your house and they said that they'll protect your house guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd have to write you a check or you could take them to court. You don't have any guarantees.
So the only way the United States can go over into another country and do whatever military operations they're doing is if they're aggressing against the people that are in the so-called United States. That's how the military is funded. It's funded through aggression. It's funded through confiscatory taxation and printing out money, which is also aggression because you're stealing money from value from the money that people have. And that's not right. I mean, as somebody who loves freedom, I would never advocate that someone else be forced to provide me with freedom.
And I'd also like to point out, it doesn't have to be that way. Militaries don't have to be funded by governments. And there's two great examples in history. Both the Armenian Rebellion that came after, shortly after World War II? You'll have to look it up.
I don't know.
Armenians, look it up. And the Irish Republican Army. Both of them did fundraising right here in the good old U.S. of A. in order to have their little rebellions, and they were successful in both cases. Why? Because the free market is more successful than government.
Now, what was his point about not standing up for your loved ones? He was saying something.
Right. Well, I think the idea is that you don't love this country if you don't. It's family, community, nation. The extension that your nation is an extension of your family, and
poppycock.
Right. The idea that maybe I would stand up and fight, and I don't know.
The only way the nation is an extension of a family is if it's your molesting uncle.
I don't know if I would stand up if the nation was, like, say, California was invaded or something like that. But if it was nearby, you know, there's a better chance that I would, just that I didn't drive all the way across or whatever. But, if my family was being harmed by someone, you're gosh darn right, I'd do what it would take to prevent that harm from happening.
Of course. And that's why we've gotten together here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to defend the people we care about, other people that like freedom, and everybody else. It's Free Talk Live. Bring a thing.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in...
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll-free line tonight, Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Join up. $3 a month. You can do it via PayPal or any major credit card or some alternative payment options. All of those are detailed at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like the access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only commercial-free podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, what we've got here is this Muslim menace story that we're going to continue from L. Neil Smith. Is it on his website? Where is it coming from?
It's from the L. Neil Smith site, ncc-1776.org.
Terrible URL.
Well, it works
fine. Is that a Star Trek thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sort of, but 1776 instead of...
I see.
Yeah. Anyway.
So let's continue here. He's talking about these people that are constantly deluging his email box with these Muslim scare stories, the idea that all the Muslims are evil and they're going to kill you.
And he's talking about the tin pot dictators over there. He says the saddest, stupidest part of all this is that the military, political, and religious bullies of the area would never have been anything but a minor nuisance if it hadn't been for Western governments, particularly the United States. And all you have to do is look at a timeline of United States involvement in the Middle East, and you'll see this is true.
Decades.
Right. It didn't start on 9/11, people. It started in 1930.
Yeah.
It hadn't given them all the popular support that they could wish for and fueled their aspirations for at least the past century with mercantilist looting, political interference, and most recently the needless murders of hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children, not to mention a pair of wars waged for the very lowest of motives. When I was in junior high, I had my first acquaintance with racist neo-fascism in the form of some rude pamphlets somebody brought to school. What struck me, even at that age, was the odd and pathetic view that although white people were meant by God or somebody to rule the world, their mighty whiteness could be spoiled by the merest drop of non-white blood. A pretty damned fragile kind of supremacy, I thought. Well, you still see the same thing now, but it's all about culture. Those who oppose immigration, legal, illegal, or both, frequently voice their fear that our American culture, which has swept the planet and which is the very thing other people still like us for, might be diluted and lost if we were to let just one too many people of the wrong shade or accent in. This, of course, is utter nonsense.
Yeah.
Everybody, right. You know, when you walk down the street, you sneeze, somebody's going to say, Gesundheit. That's because our culture has been diluted. If you,
because it's a German word.
Right. You're gonna walk into the burrito place and get a tasty burrito. It's because our culture has been diluted. And the Chinese food you might eat, yeah, the pizza really you might eat. I mean, the great things about this country are, in fact, the way the culture has been diluted. It's absolute, utter nonsense.
Everybody, I don't know about you, Mark, but when we were having our Chinese food for lunch today, I didn't feel like my culture was being threatened by the nice young lady.
The culture was absolutely being threatened when we had our lunch, because I had sushi delivered to me by a Chinese person, and I find that disgusting.
No, you don't.
Sushi's no, very nice. She was very nice lady. Sushi's a Japanese thing. But I mean,
she couldn't speak very well English.
I'm very glad that she was out there working. Yeah. You know, the funniest part of the whole meal was the government mandated employees must wash hands sign in the bathroom, written in English, where a place where nobody speaks English is their first language. I mean, for God's sakes, they should mandate it's written in Chinese there in a Chinese restaurant. Silly. Everybody wonders about the meaning of the passage in the dollar bill, Novus Ordem Seclorum, sometimes translated as a new secular order. If it means what I think it means, opinions vary, I'm for it. The secularization of American society means each of us is free to believe whatever it is he or she wishes, and that religious differences among us need not interfere with our everyday social and economic transactions. This simple idea quickly generated the wealthiest, most powerful civilization in the history of mankind, and it will go on preserving that civilization through whatever future tribulations it's fated to experience, just as long as we continue to respect and rely on that same maxim. The jihadists are a tiny minority at home, not as popular as most Westerners believe. Iran got stuck with the Ayatollahs the same way we got stuck with Obama. Hatred and disgust for the previous regime, and that was the Shah that the Americans instituted. Now people are getting tired of them. Absolutely. Young people in Iran are sick of it. In Europe, they are to Muslim immigrants what the Black Hand was to Italians. Thugs who would have faded from history if Congress hadn't handed them prohibition as a gift. We must not make that mistake a second time. Abroad, we can take the wind out of the jihadist sails simply by compelling our government to leave everybody over there the hell alone. Trust trade and TV eventually to heal the breach. People in the middle will force changes in their own governments exactly as the Russians did in theirs. Everybody loves jeans and rock and roll, people. Here, yeah. We must abolish political correctness once and for all. The world was better and safer when we were free to point out another's differences and laugh. I'm an Irishman who thought he was a Polack. You can start with me. As my friend and colleague Albert Perez points out, everywhere in this issue, America is not Europe. Americans are not Europeans. We told a king to go to hell and made it stick. We've been pushed around long enough and by government gone insane, but we're beginning to push back. When you read Geert Wilders' speech, that's the guy from, you know, the hate monger here, consider how many of the incidents he speak of would never have happened in any part of the United States where individuals assume responsibility for their own physical safety. We may still suffer a bit of thuggery here and there, Acorn, Barack Obama's Praetorians, for example, but it loses most of its effect where, instead of dialing 911, people reach for 1911 A1. There's one compelling reason why, above all, as Americans and as human beings, we must see to it that the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, the highest law of the land, commonly known as the Bill of Rights, is enforced energetically and stringently as the Founding Fathers intended. To any extent that our freedoms of consequences
is not
fully protected by the First Amendment, it will be protected by the Second.
So it sounds like he's still of the government paradigm. Let's save the federal government paradigm.
Well, at the very least, he's appealing to people that see that.
That's his audience.
The document's great. Yeah. The Bill of Rights is a great document. It just failed. It doesn't have any teeth.
The Bill of Rights, the Bill of Rights is certainly better than the Constitution, but.
It just unfortunately, that thing. You know, what it should have is the 11th Amendment that says any politician that violates these rules will be hung at high noon on Washington, D.C. Square.
Well, I'd rather just see it all go away and have 50 different...
I'm just saying, you can write a better constitution. Yeah. I don't disagree that at this point you can't, because if you were to try to write a better constitution, it'd be all over.
But, right. It doesn't matter what you write, clearly. I mean, because there's a lot of stuff written down there, as you say, that's very,
doesn't
very
have any
good.
Teeth.
Right. It's a document. It's a piece of paper. Of course it doesn't have teeth. And the New Hampshire Constitution is a very good document, too. But I doubt when I bring up in court coming up here in the next couple months for the parking ticket that they're coming after me with, when I bring up the First Amendment, which is also very similar. The First Amendment of the New Hampshire Bill of Rights is very similar to a phrase in the Declaration of Independence in the national government, and that is that government is by the consent of the governed. So when I bring that up and I point out that it's in their First Amendment, they'll likely just reject the Constitution from their courtroom. They've done that before. In fact,
they interpret it differently. When they say the consent of the governed, they mean the collective the consent. Collective governed.
There was actually one of the guys over the Free Keen Forum at forum.freekeen.com has posted some audio from a trial that he went to recently in New Jersey, which he apparently surreptitiously recorded. And in there, they basically told him that you can hear them actually admit the Constitution doesn't apply.
Well, the Constitution doesn't apply in many courts because they're actually legislatively appointed courts. They don't. Aren't.
Well, that's
courts.
The Constitution.
Judicial branch.
That's all. My point here, Mark,
yes,
is that the Constitution is supposed to apply because it's supposedly the highest law in the
right.
land.
It's supposed to apply to government agencies, and it doesn't.
The Constitution is what essentially is their rule set for their entire government. So to say that the Constitution doesn't apply is just throwing it right in the face of people and saying, that's a bunch of crap. This is just a document. We've got men with guns. F you. Pay up.
that's the long and the short.
That's what it is. So, you know, to L. Neil Smith, that was a great article, and I support many of the things that he said right up until the end where he's talking about taking back the federal government. Are you kidding me? There is no chance that's going to happen.
He didn't say take back the federal government.
No,
he just said to rely on the principles the country was founded on, the principles.
But in order to do that, you'd have to take back the federal government with people that care about those principles and care about the Bill of Rights and that kind of thing.
He doesn't live in the free state. He doesn't see the
hope. No, he's not. It's in Arizona or something, right? So, yeah, we need to get people like him, the folks with the mouthpieces, to come here to New Hampshire, get active up here, and bring more people up here, because this is where it's happening. This is where the liberty movement is migrating toward. And it should, because it's a good idea to get people of like mind together in the same place. Neat things start happening. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your calls about whatever you want coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237.